Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. This next hymn that we're going to be learning is a very special one. It says, "I'm a child of the King." Did you know that you are a child of the King of the universe?
My Father is rich in houses and lands. He holds the wealth of the world in His hands. Of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold, His coffers are full. He has riches untold. I am a child of the King, a child of the King. With Jesus, my Savior, I'm a child of the King.
Hello, boys and girls. We get to spend time with Jesus today. Aren't you glad? I am so glad, and I'm glad that you are here with us, that you're taking this time to learn more about Jesus and to spend time with Him. Before we get started, we always want to pray and ask that Jesus will give us His Holy Spirit to help us to understand what we read. Dear Lord, open our minds and our hearts and our eyes to see and understand what You want us to learn today. Amen. Do you remember what happened last time? We talked about a man who we don't know his name, but Matthew, Mark, and Luke all talk about him. They all tell the story about him. He was called the Rich Young Ruler. So from that title, what do we know about him? There's some clues. He was rich. Good. He was young, and he was a ruler. This young ruler knew that there was something missing in his life. After Jesus had blessed the children and taught the people, he and his disciples were walking away. Suddenly, the young ruler ran to catch up with them. What very important question did he ask as he knelt at Jesus' feet? Do you know? Well, we're going to look it up in Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Once you find the New Testament, Matthew should be right there. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Matthew is the first book, so we're going to go to Matthew, which it's not the first book of the Bible, right? Because how is the Bible divided? Into how many parts? Two parts. You have the Old Testament and the New Testament. So we are in the New Testament. It's about two-thirds of the way through the Bible because the Old Testament has many more books than the New Testament does, and the books are a lot thicker too. All right, so we are in Matthew. Then you find chapter 19. Those are the big numbers, or it might have the titles at the beginning of each chapter. Matthew, chapter 19. Once you find chapter 19, then you're going to do verse 16. Matthew, chapter 19, verse 16. Pause this recording if you need to. I know the boys and I, we have to pause it to look it up until they get really good at looking up Bible verses. So go ahead and pause the recording. That's okay. Once you find Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, press play again. Here's what it says.
"Now behold, one came and said to him, 'Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?'"
What was his question? What must I do to be saved? Do you think that that's a good question to ask? I know I do. It's important that we know how to be saved. He had called Jesus good. Good teacher, what must I do? Well, Jesus wanted him to think about that. So before answering the young man's question, Jesus asked him, why had he called him good? He reminded him that only God is good. Did the young ruler believe that he was truly the Son of God? Then Jesus said that people who will have eternal life will keep his commandments. You can read that in verse 17. We've already found verse 16, so look one more verse down just the next line, and you'll see verse 17. Here's what it says.
So he said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments."
Keep the commandments. There were many made-up rules that the Pharisees and the scribes had come up with, and the ruler had learned them, and he was trying to obey them too. So he asked, well, which commandments did Jesus mean? There were the made-up commandments, and then there were the Ten Commandments that God gave on Mount Sinai. What was Jesus talking about? Look at verse 18 and 19. Matthew chapter 19. Now read verse 18 and 19.
He said to him, "Which ones?" Jesus said, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself."
It was easy to tell that Jesus was talking about the Ten Commandments. Every Jew knew them. The young ruler must have thought that he was keeping those and that that's not his problem. Look at what he said in verse 20.
The young man said to him, "All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack?"
He said he had kept them from when he was young. He knew those commandments. He knew what they said. And he wanted to know, though, but what must I do to be saved? Well, we're going to continue this story tomorrow. Have you ever learned the Ten Commandments? Did you know that Jewish children would learn them at a very, very young age? By the time they were 5, they could repeat whole books of the Bible. Wow! It makes learning our memory verse seem not so big and daunting, doesn't it? But just because we can say the memory verse, or we can say the Ten Commandments, does that mean that we're going to be in God's kingdom? Oh, I can say the Ten Commandments. Check. I'm in heaven. Is that how it works? No. Understanding and obeying the Ten Commandments is most important. We can know what is right, but if we don't do what is right, then it does us no good. I can know that I should not run out in front of a car because I might die. But if I run out in front of cars, even though I know that I shouldn't, but I still do it because I think it's funny, well, my actions are not matching up with my words, and that could get me killed. It's the same thing with heaven. Jesus said to follow the Ten Commandments. It's not just saying, "I know the Ten Commandments," but it's actually following them. We cannot follow them, though, without Jesus' help. Satan loves to try to get us to disobey. He loves to get us distracted. He doesn't want us following Jesus or the Ten Commandments, and Satan is much stronger than us. That's why we need Jesus to help us. Do you know how he helps us? It's by stopping and praying and asking him for help. Can you do that with me today? Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, we ask and we pray that you will be in our hearts, that you will give us the power to resist Satan, that you will give us the power to do what you want us to do, not just to say what we think we should say. Lord, come into our hearts. Fill us with your spirit so that we can do what you would have us to do. We love you. Amen. We have our memory verse song, don't we? I'm so glad that we're able to learn this memory verse. It's a very important one. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. Those were some very important words that Jesus told the rich young ruler, and they apply to us today. That's why we want to learn them. So let's go ahead and sing our song together.
Give to the poor, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Give to the poor, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.